from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Let me just say, as we get started, Monica Brooks, you. She's just a devil woman.
What did I do?
You're bad. You're a bad man. You're very bad.
What did I do, though?
Very bad, Monica Brooks. Uh-oh. Yeah, well, first and foremost, it's Antoine's birthday.
Happy, yes. Happy birthday to Thank you. You.
Aww. And Monica.
You guys are such alcoholics.
Yes. Hey.
Welcome to the party.
Join the club.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Antoine's birthday, and he walks into his area here, the broadcast palace, and he has a beautiful bottle of bourbon small batch.
He sure does.
Looks so pretty.
Elijah Craig waiting for him, and he goes, oh, my God, thank you so much. Who gave this to me? And Monica immediately says that she did. You stole my present.
Yeah. I said, oh, I did that.
Like, I walk in, and both of you guys are in here, and this beautiful bottle of Elijah Craig is sitting here, like, right under my microphone. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome. Thank you. Which one of you guys? And before I could get it out, Monica goes, it was me.
It was me.
And Zach goes, no, it wasn't.
I took the credit right away
from
him.
Stole my credit.
I did.
Stole my thunder.
It was hilarious to me. Yep. Yes.
I tell you right now, there's no way. They say there's storms in the forecast later today. There's no way because Monica just stole all the thunder.
Oh, wow. Well played. Well played. I like that one.
Happy birthday, Mr. Antoine.
My neck's hurt. I slept weird. I'm so old.
Oh.
Like, I woke up and got a little crick in my neck. I'm going to show it here.
Yeah. Welcome to that party.
This party sucks. Yeah.
We actually have the topic too old for this coming up later today because I think we're all the walking wounded all of a sudden. What the heck is going on? Or it was just you were receiving so many birthday accolades.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes, all those continuous pats on the back, and that's why your neck is getting sorer and sorer and sorer. So, yes, we've both given you the gift of alcohol.
Yep.
Yes, so I got bourbon from Zach. And then I
Prosecco
got
for this
a
morning.
Prosecco for this morning.
If you ask, if you want to, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, but I have to work.
Yeah. Okay. It's a sip, like a glass.
Antoine, I'm convinced most of the people we work with have got to be drunk.
They've been drinking anyway.
With the output that we get around it, they've got to be wasted. There's no other explanation for it. That's all. So if you would like to shower him in accolades,
yes,
you may.
Yes, do it.
52353 is the text. You can help boost a young man's
self-esteem. I like the first text to say, no, I will not.
Yeah. Don't care about
I'm
you.
I'm going to check the number on that one.
Very excited. Greg. It's the final day of Antober. We never have
no,
to say that
not.
Again.
We're going to celebrate. It is. I'm not going to say anything tomorrow.
Antoine's birthday month is over. As an adult, once your birthday is over, that next day, I mean, I get this whole trying to mooch into this birthday month trash like Monica does because her birthday's toward the end of April, so she tries to
drag
lay
it
on
out.
Top of the
she
whole
builds
month.
It up.
Along the whole thing.
The day after, I mean, it's just sad. Come on.
I know. I thought it's always been my least favorite day as a kid.
The day after?
October 6th. Yeah, because on October 4th and 5th, however it falls, like the birthday party and the gifts and stuff. Yes. Then October 6th, you're like, well, 365 days before I get this treatment again.
Yeah. That's it. There's
it's
nothing
so far
else.
Away.
You make it sound so sad.
Yep. You know what? This is the, I know, I'm like, please tell me I have this song. I do. It's the day afterward. It's just this.
You load 16 tons.
You're done.
What do you get?
Yep.
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Peter, don't you call me because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah, that's it. Shout out to you,
K92. Oh, yeah,
no.
Man.
Yeah. I'm not feeling that tune.
That was a hot hit on K92 back in 1812.
I want to say this real quick because for you listening, you can't see what I get to see, but I want to thank Monica for her birthday flannel. Like, you seem like an old country girl today.
I am doing a little...
the flannel with it tied in the front.
I'm ready for some line dancing.
That's what it seems like.
It is.
Walker
I got
Hayes,
some boots on.
Walker Hayes is tomorrow. Walker
I know,
Hayes is
I'm
not
ready
tonight.
For it.
Yeah, she's getting all geared up. We have tickets later on today, so it seems it seems only fitting that you'd be wearing that. You know, there's no G's on the show today. None.
No?
No.
What do you mean?
We can't have any G's. Like, no jeans. Yeah, everything's got to be fitting and sitting.
Oh.
At first, like, you said jeans. I was like, no, Micah has my country jeans on right now, too.
No, the G's. Like, the letter G.
What you fixing to do over there?
Never underestimate the ability of a man to be creepy.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Well, he tried, though, I guess. Yeah, because this girl, she says that this guy was being creepy when he followed her home, drove 5 miles, pulled up next to her, and said, I just wanted to tell you that you're pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's creepy, like.
Nope.
No.
Because he knows where she lives now.
Right.
Right. You can't do that.
Well, so let me ask. So I guess what was she in one car and he saw her in another car and he wanted to let her know, hello, young lady.
Yes,
I find you attractive. Okay. What is he supposed to do instead? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get it. He following you home just to tell you you're good looking.
Well, he also blocked her in, she says, so she couldn't really back out the way he pulled in.
Well, I mean, all that sounds like is he just pulled into a drive.
Yeah, that's it, but she just wanted to mention that.
Being a little accusatory.
Well, that's what she said.
Blocked me in, so I couldn't escape. I mean, all right, yeah, chill out. But if he sees someone, and you think to yourself, I mean, you only live once.
Yes.
This could be my only opportunity.
She could be the one.
Right,
she could be
the one. So what does he do instead? Like throw a brick at her car? I mean, what can you do? You can't really, like, if you honk and you wave, that doesn't really work.
You can have an accident, flashing light and stuff.
Yeah.
If you believe in fate, like, you have to see it through, don't you?
He took a chance, and clearly she's not the one.
Yeah.
He tried, I guess.
So I guess what you're saying is that there is no hope in that situation. So if you see someone in the car next to you and they look like they could be the one, just let the one go.
You just got to watch him leave.
You have to watch him leave.
Well, he tried with this one, and he realizes now that she is not the one based off the fact that she made a TikTok saying that he's a creepy guy. So
now, is there anything from a woman's perspective, Monica? Is there any, how could he have, to Zach's point, complimented her? Like, or he just had no shot from the beginning? Is that what you're saying?
He probably had a shot, but yeah, following her home. I don't really know.
What was the shot? I was about to say, what was his shot?
That's what I'm trying to, that's what I'm getting
to
at.
Rear end her?
Right.
Like, cause an accident. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. I really didn't have a shot.
Yeah, I don't think he had a choice then.
No.
Because she was going home. What if she was going to Target?
If she was going to Target, then I think it would be a little bit easier to say, oh, I just want to tell you.
Because he could have pretended like he bumped into her at Target.
Yeah. But at her house, it's like, ooh.
Okay.
I mean, he could have followed her home, found out where she lived, and then pretended to jog on that street every day. I feel like that would happen
in a
movie.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I feel like that would happen. That 10 would things happen. I hate about you
right.
or something.
That would happen
that's
in that
a J-Lo
kind of movie.
Movie.
It is a J-Lo movie. And in real life, you'd be like, oh my God. Look,
that's a lot of work.
He's stalking me.
Yes,
he's
it's not romantic
me.
Anymore. Right. Uh-huh.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, let this be a lesson then. Fine. There's no good way for this guy to try to let you know he's the one. So if you're listening right now and you're just all sad and alone and single and all that, it's your own fault. All right. You brought this on yourself because
you're talking to this young woman here.
You didn't let this man follow you home. There was no opportunity.
Yeah, he tried.
Yeah, the one drove by you and he knew that there was no hope. So he just kept going and that was the end of it.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Get you the scoop as we get prepared for the holiday season. Yes, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Some people are ready. They have the trees up.
Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the holiday that we're focusing on, correct?
I was going to talk about how to decorate your Halloween tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Murder. Death.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, you throw some blood on a tree. Right. It looks wonderful. Will you be hosting a Thanksgiving gathering this year? Last year was sort of don't go near each other. And this year...
So.
I feel like we've all just said, forget it. You know what?
the first word that you thought of,
oh, that
was
too.
A yes.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fork you, I believe is what it was.
I think so. I plan on having some kind of gathering. Friendsgiving or something.
I plan to attend one, but this would be the epitome of who all is coming. Like, wherever I go, I will be reaching out to get an entire guest list of who will be there, though.
Okay. And then you need to know, you know.
Yeah.
I
need to go and feel comfortable.
Who's clean? Who's not clean? Well, the CDC has released their fun, love, and tips to celebrate and enjoy the holidays.
It's a party now.
Well, getting vaccinated, wearing a mask, social distancing, virtual, you know, all those different things. But then they're also saying, now they're reminding us that outdoors is safer than indoors. But here's the one that they've thrown in there is if you're going to be inside, they suggest buying a window fan.
Oh, I thought you said a window. I'm like, what house?
They suggest buying a window.
If it's Kanye West's house,
you need a window. It's a shipping container. A window fan, because they say to open doors and windows and set the fan up to blow air out, because that will also pull fresh air through the other open windows. So just remember this, where you have to have all the windows in your house open. If you're going to your grandmother's house in Buffalo in November, have fun with that.
Well, we actually do have the windows and everything open in my mom's house because there's so many of us. It gets hot. Well, and the oven is running. I mean, so a lot of us, we're already outside. So that's okay.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being outside in November, Christmas, and December.
Oh, we were put outside, and we had to sing Christmas carols outside one year.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll just go home. I'll stay home. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do it.
They just wanted everybody out of the house. So like, let's just go outside. All right.
One step that video. Closer to their car.
It's too loud in here. And I'm already, I don't even want to get into just supply chain and all this stuff. And it's
imagine that's going to be tough.
It is. That's what I'm hearing.
Grocery shopping, you have to start now.
People who I know who work at grocery stores are already saying, well, I don't know what we're going to do. At this point, they usually have turkeys. I don't know turkeys yet.
I told you one of my friends said that. She said, yeah, I think I have to go ahead and get my Thanksgiving turkey. I'm like, Thanksgiving turkey now?
Ugh. So part of you wants to run out and get your Thanksgiving turkey just to have yours. But the other part of me wants to just say, I'm not doing it.
They don't have it. We just eat ham.
Exactly.
Yep.
Me, ham.
I prefer ham anyway.
If we're out of ham, we'll get steak. We'll probably be out of steak.
Whatever. Some chicken.
You know what we're having?
Whatever meat.
I'm gonna shape some kale into a bird. Whatever the hell it is. We'll make it work. Alcohol, okay?
Always.
Drinking Thanksgiving this year. Make it happen. Amazon's already launched their Black Friday deals 2 months in advance.
Oh,
so
have they?
What? Are you already logged
in? Now you have my attention. Excuse me while I get on the interwebs.
Go to the other side where the big super rich would love to take more of your money. Uh-huh. So go ahead and do that. They're calling it Black Friday worthy deals.
Ooh.
I'm worthy. Do you feel worthy?
I feel worthy.
You do?
I can log in.
Here's something interesting about Amazon this holiday season, and I don't know what you guys think of this, is they've launched a new feature that lets Prime members send gifts to people even if you don't know their address.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So all you need is their phone number or email, and they will receive a notification that they've been gifted something, and then they can choose to either accept said gift and have it sent to them or say no and just take the gift card instead.
See, and blow your mind, that guy that followed the girl, all he needed was an email.
See? He could have emailed her, and sent her a hello gift.
Mm-hmm. That would have worked.
So it's allowing people to decline your gift and take the money.
And still get a gift.
And find out how much you spent on them, though.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because they get the gift card for how much you would have spent on. I don't like that now.
No.
You better accept the gift. If I send you a gift and you turn down a gift to get the gift card, I want my gift card back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm offended now. You just receded my gift.
I wonder if you can just flat out say no. Just send it all the way back.
Yes.
No gift card from you.
I don't want your gift. Rude. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a creepy way to send people gifts.
I just see the 77-inch TV on sale right now.
Okay.
So you're trying to say
$3,000. It's $1,000 off.
Oh, it's $1,000 off.
Yeah, there you go.
I always hate that when you see a commercial that says save $10,000. Like, well, how much is it?
Exactly.
It's going to be a lot.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Well, two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar, and Antoine is receiving some strong opinions.
I'm being attacked.
Man.
On your birthday.
All right, so people have been texting in. It's one of us is lying. I, Zach, think recycling is stupid.
I, Monica, bought clothes instead of doing laundry.
I, Antoine, enjoy folding clothes.
Antoine is a weirdo, so he probably does like folding laundry, this person says. Antoine is a liar. Ain't no way someone enjoys folding clothes unless you are a literal sociopath.
Wow.
Ooh. Harsh words. And... I'm sorry, he does.
That means you're wrong.
You sociopath.
Yeah. I do enjoy it. It's relaxing. Strange. It's relaxing to fold because you see that big mess, the big pile of just wrinkled clothes, and then you take the shirt and you fold it, and you put it, then you can organize.
Zach's eyes are fluttering.
Oh, my God.
It's so nice. It's so.
I don't think so. I worked in retail, and I folded clothes.
I folded clothes on Sunday while watching football. Like, it was just so relaxed. I was like, oh, boom, bam, got enough. Oh, I'm out of shirts.
Hey, Antoine,
have jeans now.
Would you like to come relax at my house this weekend? Could use to have relaxing over at the house.
You guys don't appreciate, and it's rewarding to see that big mess of a pile end up so nice and organized and order.
No offense to anybody that works in retail, is one of the people that works at like the Gap and folds all them clothes. Never once in my life have I looked at you and been jealous.
Like, I've never wished I was you.
I had a flashback to when I worked in retail and I was just folding clothes. I'm done. Oh, it takes forever. It looks good, but okay, I'm done. I'm done with this.
It looks nice.
How many people have you killed in the last year? I just need to know.
For every shirt that I fold.
Oh, it's right.
Hold up fingers.
Blink for the amount of times that you have murdered. All right, it's not Antoine. Let's keep rolling through here. I got a couple of Monica liars. Not a Zach is the liar in there as well. Monica says she bought clothes instead of doing laundry. Actually, a lot of people just believe you because that is, in fact, true.
Yeah, you witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't have any gym clothes that were clean. So I said, you know, screw it. I'll go to TJ Maxx. And I'll buy some clothes. Yeah.
And see, so she's the exact opposite. She says no to your therapy.
She does retail therapy.
She does.
I was like, I don't have any pants. I don't have any. So I'll just go buy some.
Now, if you would do laundry, if you'd fold clothes, you would have had it.
And now you just have more stuff to fold.
Exactly. Like, more laundry to do.
Yeah. Oh, Jared says, seems like we have a lot of more clothes. Did you buy some clothes? I'm like, it's like a pair. Pants,
just
five?
Like a pair. Oh, a pair of five.
Well, I need yes. more.
Well, you know what? I think as a favor to Antoine, Monica, you and I should just start bringing in our laundry every day.
So I think so.
He can relax during the show.
I would fold it during the show. Like, I'm not going to because I'd never hear the end of it. But that's not a terrible idea. Maybe I'll bring my laundry and I'll just fold it while we're here.
No one wants to look at your stupid clothes. I want to look at our stupid clothes. What are you talking about? Come on. Zach is a liar. Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of those.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I am not the one who thinks recycling is stupid. It is the laundry folder over here who is throwing back on recycling.
I am sensing a theme here on today's show, guys.
Well, it's
my birthday and I'm being attacked.
You. Right. That's what you do on someone's birthday, right? Attack them.
Recycle them down.
It shows love.
Recycling is stupid, though. I understand why it's necessary, and I understand why we have to do it, and we teach blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. But it's really stupid. When there's a trash can right there, like I have a bunch of boxes, I have to, you know, break down the cardboard. I could just put it in my trash can and put it on the side of the street and let the dumpster people come pick it up. Because I don't have recycling that come to my house. I have to go drop off the cardboard.
Oh, man.
And so, like, that's annoying when I could just put it on the side of the street and the magic trash fairy would come pick it up for me.
You know, and breaking down a box, I can't stand
it. Oh, yeah, I get box.
Yeah, I just jump on it.
That's not breaking down.
I know it is.
You don't jump.
I can jump on a little box.
No.
I can do a little box jump.
No,
like, I might get injured on a big one.
You can break, maybe a box for a book.
I can do it.
Yeah. No, but recycling is just the worst. Like, I understand why it's necessary, but it's really stupid.
Yeah, really, what's stupid about recycling, and I don't mind doing it, it's the transfer of the recyclables from your house to the bin.
Yes.
Because I don't know what it is. I guess there's an unwritten policy in my home that no one's going to take out the recycling but me. And everybody else be darned, they will create the leaning tower of cans and boxes.
But the
you took it out the first
softly.
Time, so now it's
right.
your job.
Now it's mine.
Yep.
And I keep trying to cut down on their ability to do this, because what used to happen is we had a table by the door, and that just became put all the recycling on
the top
table.
Of the table.
So I gave the table the Goodwill just to get rid of it.
So
then they put it on the floor where the table used to be.
I enjoy that. I like that.
It's like, y'all need to do something with this.
This is the area.
That's funny.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Monica says she's in. A lot of the world apparently has said that they are in.
Yes.
It has become the thing, the latest thing, Squid Games.
Yeah, and I'm actually out because I'm finished.
You're done?
Oh.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
So Squid Game is this show that's on Netflix, and it's a Korean show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's overdubbed. And
that's what I tuned out at first. Because I was like, and I watched with Ava the first 2 to 5 seconds.
Wow.
And I said, okay, I'm out. And Ava's like, I'm out.
You let them say three words.
Yeah. And yep, I'm like, can't watch it. And then I went back in and I was like, nope, still out. And then I went back in for a third time and it was just playing in the background. I'm like, what's this red light, green light?
That's right.
And then I was like, okay, now I need to get back in.
So Squid Game, if you don't know, it's sort of horror, very violent.
Very. Yes.
But it is... Is tapping to pop culture. When you got a 9-year-old in your house asking about, hey, we should watch Squid Game, it has trickled all the way down.
It's all the way. I see so many Squid Game videos on TikTok, Instagram. Like, it's everywhere.
Crappy malware apps that want to get on your phone. Oh, you know you've made it then.
Yeah.
So, Monica, you're in now.
I'm in.
Where are you as a mother on this one, child-wise?
Ava's good.
Okay.
How old is Ava?
She's 13.
Okay.
All right, because it is violent.
Yes, it is.
So I'm told by Antoine, because I asked.
Oh,
it
is. There's some. Yes, it's violent. Sure. But she's good.
Something you got to watch out for. And this was why I stopped watching Money Heist, which is a popular show on Netflix, because it's a show from Spain. And that one's also overdubbed. And I also put subtitles on when I watch stuff. And the subtitles and the overdub don't match up, which drives me insane. And I guess it's the same in this, to the point that they are now saying that the subtitles are changing the meaning of the show. Like, they're just not even right.
Oh.
Yes. And why?
That's a problem.
Is a problem.
I did learn something new yesterday in regards to the subtitles and the closed captions. Subtitles are, like, it's changing to me. If you put it on English caption CC, it transcribes it. So it's word for word what they're saying. So you have to put it on closed caption.
Okay.
But most people don't do that. Most people just put it on subtitles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then more so they paraphrase.
Yeah. There's someone, she's trending on TikTok because she's fluent in Korean. And she's talking about how it changes the meaning.
I want to start with Minyo. Her dialogue constantly gets botched. I think it's because she's like plays like a low class character and she's a gangster. Even things that like aren't even that bad, like she says like, what are you looking at? It's turned into go away, which might seem arbitrary, but like everything she says is not really aligning. And so you're missing a lot of this character and what she stands for.
Yeah. What are you looking at and go away are two very different things.
And she's one of my favorite characters too.
Well, you don't even know her. You don't know her.
Number two.
We're talking about horror and scariness and you know, murder and everything. Mm-hmm. Science has weighed in with the top 20 scariest movies.
Okay, okay.
Based on your heart rate, they had people wear heart monitors. And I guess the question is, how many of these has Monica seen? So
probably
on the top 20, Antoine, how many do you think she's seen?
And by seen, that means finished. Started and finished, correct?
But I enjoy a scary movie.
Right, but you've actually watched, not had on in the background and went to bed. Like, that doesn't count.
All right, I'm going to say 9.
You say 9?
I'm going to say 9.
Well, I think it's way higher than that.
Okay. I just don't see her finishing movies.
I'm looking at this.
If it's good, and I enjoy it, like I said, I love a horror flick. So
I say 16.
16.
Okay. All right, let's see. Now, the number one on this list is some movie from 2020 called Host. Have you seen Host?
I have seen Host.
All right. There you go. That's the first one. How about Sinister?
Yes.
All right. Insidious.
Yes.
All right. The Conjuring.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hereditary.
Ooh, nope. Okay. I didn't. I did see it pop up.
I started that. I never finished it.
All right. How about Terrified? 2017 movie? Terrified.
No, I don't think so.
So no. Okay.
I need to write it down. So
It Follows.
Yes.
You have seen that one. So that was number 7. I'm just going right down the list here. These are scariest movies. Quiet Place 2?
Yes.
Did you see Quiet Place also?
3 times.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Paranormal Activity.
Uh-huh.
Conjuring 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Babadook.
Babadook?
Yes.
No.
The Babadook?
Babadook? No, I haven't.
Yep.
There's big allure for that one, but I've never seen it.
Okay,
either.
There's 3 misses on there. I said 16, so I need you to start running the table here, Monica. Come on. The Descent.
Yes.
All right. Hush.
Oh.
2016. Hush.
Hush. I don't think I've seen Hush.
Darn it.
Uh-oh.
Quiet Place you did. The Ring you've seen. Mm-hmm, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It Chapter 1.
Yeah.
The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me
All
Do It.
All the Conjuring.
I 16.
16.
All the Conjuring.
My girl.
All of them.
It was
Baba
like you were reading off Lotto numbers at the end.
I know.
37. 26. 28. I won.
Bingo.
There it is.
Number 1.
And it's scary inside your head.
Oh, yes. That's where you are.
The scariness is the where were you during the great outage of 2020? Yesterday, when we were without Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp,
people didn't know what to do with themselves.
Didn't know. I thought something was wrong with the Wi-Fi when I finally realized. I was like, "Ugh, what is going on?"
I was hoping
this?
Maybe you'd finally been kicked off other people's Wi-Fi. like should have happened.
Then I go to Twitter, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, Instagram is down."
Yep,
what
everything
do we
was
do?
Down yesterday.
Once upon a time, Facebook and Instagram went offline for several hours. Suddenly, people had to communicate by having actual conversations.
And did they?
And they realized what it was like to have a real life.
Did they?
And they all lived happily ever after.
Did we?
And, oh, wait, they're up and running? I gotta go. The end.
Yeah. I love people to force us to talk to other people. Yeah, about how Facebook was down.
That's all people were talking about yesterday.
That's all we talked about.
Even on Twitter, that's all people were talking about.
They throw out these numbers like, oh, Mark Zuckerberg lost $7 billion yesterday. He didn't lose $7 billion just because the stock went down and it'll go back up again at some point. Mm-hmm. So he'll be perfectly fine. Facebook says, oh, our bad. Just a little, you know, internal something or other thing. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all.
I was reading an article that said that employees couldn't get in the building. Like, their badges wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever happened, it really messed up their system.
You think it was some kind of whistleblower? Somebody is a rumor.
There was a 60 Minutes had some story with this woman who's a whistleblower at Facebook. I guess she worked there and she claims that, you know, they use their algorithms to help promote hate and misinformation and all that stuff because people would interact with it more.
Uh-huh.
And she's actually, I think, sitting in front of Congress or something today. But that was, you know, I don't know if anything has to do with the other thing. It just happened right. that you had that one day, and then the next day you had this thing going on. Hmm. But sadly, it is back up.
Sadly?
Yes. Yep. Here we are.
The hate can return.
Yep. Good news, everybody. Misinformation and fighting with your friends and neighbors is back again, so enjoy.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, now I know you're going to think I sound old when I say back in the day. But to be fair, back in the day for what I'm about to say was from about 6 months ago. So, unless you're a brand new baby, you're all just as old as I am, because back in the day, nobody asked their friends to send them money to their Cash App when it was their birthday. I mean, when you were a kid, you had a party and you got presents. But then you turned 12, and that didn't really happen anymore. And then, as an adult, maybe you went out to dinner with some friends, and maybe they would all chip in and cover your food. Okay, great. Happy birthday to me. Thank you. But never in my adult life did I think, hey, everybody, it's my birthday. Now give me money. So I'm not sure why tossing your Cash App out there makes it any better or different. Would you expect your friend to hand you $8 just because it's your birthday? Then why would you think it's okay to have them send you money online just because it has a nifty little dollar sign in front of your name? And let's speak the truth here. Anybody who begs for Cash App donations on social media for their birthday is also going to be the person who conveniently forgets to return the favor on your birthday.
Oh, sorry, man. Just a little short right now. I'll get you next year.
And why do people think that their birthday is something that anyone else should care about in the first place? It's your birthday. That's great. But people sit here and complain,
I can't believe I have to work on my birthday.
That's because it's a day. And if we took a day off for everybody's birthday, nobody would ever work. You want the day off for your birthday? Cure cancer, because then we'd be happy to have a holiday for you. Moving on, Diary. Why does science got to be so stupid? I mean, science can be good for, like, you know, medicine and stuff. But then there's very simple things that are just dumb. Like, for example, one teeny tiny drop of coffee hits your shirt, and immediately it's a stain. 1 second later, you could dump 4,000 gallons of water on it. Nope, doesn't matter. Stain is still there. Too bad, so sad, look like an idiot all day at work. Why science gotta sabotage you? Or how about this? Think about the times in your life where you felt totally fine, and then all of a sudden, you sneeze. Or you just move a little bit in one direction, and boom, instant back pain. And here's why this is extra stupid. Everything goes wrong in 1 second, and then it takes 3 weeks to try to work it back to normal. Gotta spend hundreds of dollars at the chiropractor, do a bunch of noodle-shaped yoga poses, and then pray for it to go back to normal. And you know what never happens? You don't ever sneeze again, and oh, it feels totally normal. If it can go bad in 1 second, why come it can't go good in 1 second? Stupid science and all your book learning. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Just the way it is. Yep. You never recover from it.
Yep.
Any kind of little small injury.
I'll say this. I will never ask you guys to give me money on my birthday.
Good.
If you do want to give me money,
don't.
I will not turn it down.
Well,
I will not give it back.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for a TV. I'm just letting you guys know that there is a TV on sale right now. It's $1,000 off. And if you guys go in halfsies, you can get it for me.
Hit me up on my Cash App. It's $DesperateTwan.
Not today.
Not today.
That's right. You declare.
I woke up in beast mode.
Even if you didn't. And you just try to lie about it a little bit.
Make yourself feel better. Right. Yeah, that's all right.
I will do this until I feel like I am in beast mode. Because not today is what we're doing around here. And you can text yours in to 52353. Let us know what ain't having it on this here day, or any day for that matter. And somebody's going to get a Chromebook laptop from Vinton and Brambleton Computer as we declare.
Not today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got so. I just phased out.
Not today, Antoine's birthday. I mean,
I can say not today.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Monica. Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was a glitch.
It's your birthday.
It was
That's
a glitch.
All right. That's all right.
It was a glitch.
Well, my phone's having a glitch. That's the problem. Is my phone. I think I need a new phone, like ASAP. I need the new 13 because I have an 8 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glitching more than ever. Like everything. It'll just freeze up, go black. I'm like, what is happening?
It wants you to spend money.
Yeah.
Really, they're sending it the codes.
My Android doesn't glitch. Mm. It works perfectly fine, guys.
Not the day.
Fine. Uh-huh. All right.
No. Now you're on top.
I'm ready now. I'm ready. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. But no, not today to Halloween decorations.
Why?
Because let's be honest. A lot of people, they don't do them correctly. They don't do them. And I'm used to that. I'm used to seeing bad Halloween decorations.
Mm. I just thought of something. Oh, my God.
But, go ahead. But there is a house in my neighborhood that the Halloween decorations are so good that I literally think that there are people sitting in the front yard every morning when I'm driving to work, and it catches my attention. They put like two skeletons in a fire pit in their front yard. They're sitting in chairs, and it looks like it's real people out there. Every morning, like, I slam on brakes. I'm like, wait, what's happening? Are there kids out? And it freaks me out, like, every morning.
Yeah, and that's a tough one with Halloween decorations, too, because when they're bad, they just look like trash. It looks like a mess has just been thrown in.
When they're good.
And when they're good, they make you mad.
Exactly. I have a couple of neighbors like that. They look really good, you know?
My neighborhood's going all out this year, so I'm excited to see when they're
doing it. And you're not going to?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not a decorator.
Oh, okay.
He's an observer.
Yeah, exactly. I like to point him out and judge.
You point that out, and it reminded me that yesterday I drove by this house that had some Halloween decorations up, and there's this scary figure sitting on this bench right on the porch. It was a guy.
I knew you were going to say that.
It was an old man.
Maybe he was part of the decoration. Maybe that was grandpa.
He was. And they put grandpa there because he was sort of like a skinny old man. He kind of looked like the Crypt Keeper a little bit.
Grandpa sitting on the bench like, I just wish I could go inside in peace. Sit out there until 7 o'clock.
And I did. I thought that was
Gramps.
I said, oh, man, he got one of those realistic old skeletons. Oh, no. He was just watching the traffic.
Yeah.
Not the news.
Until Tuesday, where to stick it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I woke up in beast mode.
Or until we fake it.
That's what it is.
We continue to lie.
Yep. Not today.
Yeah, not today, Tuesday. Not today, not ever. Not today, humidity. It's October. I'm sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a little humid this week.
Oh, my God. Last night, I had a softball game, and it got to about 8 o'clock, and the steam that was coming off the outfield.
Oh, no.
It looked like you were a creature from the Black Lagoon.
It was letting you know it's a swamp.
I could see my breath last night, and not because it was cold.
Oh. Yeah.
It's because it was just hot.
Just hot and sticky all over you.
My hot garbage breath. Nobody needs to see that. That's nasty. Text 52353. Not today, 6-year-old Colby, who finds it necessary to screech like a pterodactyl every morning before school.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
Oh, my son does that too. What is it about their ears that it doesn't hurt?
Yeah. I know Hendrix does it when he plays video games.
Oh, my God.
Just so loud.
I don't understand why they like noise so much. Just watch the YouTuber Flamingo for 3 minutes and tell me if your head explodes, because that's what happens to mine. Every time he puts it on, I can't with that guy.
Can't do it.
I can't. Yeah. He's the time.
It won't stop.
They love it.
He will not.
Oh, I did take Ava. Ava was watching one of those YouTubers, and they were screaming. So I just, I said, Ava, I said, you need to turn it down. And she was asleep through those screams. I said, well, if she doesn't turn it down, I'm just going to unplug everything from the wall.
Oh, nice.
I did. She woke up in the morning. She was like,
everything's
what happened?
Off. Nothing works.
Not today, plugs.
Yes.
Let's see. Not today, cat that left dead animal pieces on my front porch this morning.
Because they're evil.
I support.
Now, Monica supports that.
Yes, because if I kill a bug, then I leave it for the cousins to see. If it's an ant and it's outside, I'm like, well, you're going to stay right there and...
Yeah, and
family
and
will
Antoine,
gather and they say, back
Monica
off.
Licks her paws to clean herself.
Exactly. I do.
I'm all sitting there.
I get my bowl of milk.
This person says, I'm actually so ready for today that everything feels weird. Not today, Tuesday.
Yeah, those days.
It's one of those you feel, man, like, I'm feeling
something
good.
Wrong?
Why? Why do I feel good? What's
is the universe
on
trying to tell me something?
Am I going to die?
No.
Is that what's going on here? Like, I'm going to die. Let's get Sammy on. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
All right, what you got, Sammy? Lay it down.
Not today, I twitch.
Not today, I twitch.
Uh-oh.
Yes, my eye will just not stop twitching this morning.
I hate that. That eye gets all twitchy because it's your body going, something's wrong. Don't want to tell you what it is.
I know, and it won't stop, and it becomes very obvious. Like, I mean, I'm like, okay, no one can tell my eye's twitching. Nobody can see this. Nobody can see this. The guy in the gas station thought I was winking at him.
Mm-hmm. See, and this goes twofold.
She's all about me.
Because for Sammy, now everybody thinks that, you know, they have a chance with her. And when it happens as a guy, you just look like the walking pervert everywhere you go. What are you winking at, pervert? Twitch. Go away. Text 952-353. Not today, big slug I stepped on when I walked out my front door.
Ugh. that's
the outside.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yeah. Did we lose our other friend there, Bethany? We did. Oh, okay. Bethany.
Yeah, we lost her. I was trying to call her back.
Where'd she go?
Not today.
Is she on any of these lines? Do we know?
Not that I know of.
Not today. Fine. We'll keep doing it. See, not today. Check pressure light. The tire pressure light, why is it so lousy?
I know.
It has one job, measure the tire pressure. And the minute it started getting a little bit cold the other day, of course my alarm starts going, come on. No.
Check the tire pressure.
It got slightly colder.
You feel like the need to just check just in case.
Right. So I immediately get nervous, and then I start getting, you know, I call it up and I keep looking at the 28 and the 29. Mm-hmm. Is it going up? Is it going down? What's going on? Where are we? We have Bethany on 4. Let's get Bethany. Hi, Bethany.
Hello.
Not today, leaving us. We will hunt you down and bring you back.
It ain't over.
Bethany, go ahead. What is it?
So we had a bunch of wind the other day with the rain and a leaf. Every time this happens, a leaf gets caught under the windshield wiper of my car. And so when I go to use the windshield wipers...
Oh, you get the leaf streak. Not today, leaves. You know what? Leaves are stupid. And why have we designed cars in a way that there's a crevice in the front and a crevice in the back that catches every leaf? It's one leaf-catching machine.
It really is.
Let it just be smooth.
You can't get it out unless you lift up the whole windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm. Or then it gets in that little trunk hole. You know, the trunk hole. I have a leaf rim. Anytime you open up my trunk, there's a rim of leaves that are just starting to rot and get gross. Why did we do that? Why is it a $30,000 leaf catcher? Why? Why? Always. You know what, Bethany? Not today, leaves. And let's go ahead and say you can have yourself. Where's my thing? There it is.
There's your thing.
You want a laptop? There.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, Monica.
Hey.
Get together with all you.
You ain't
got to
play
girls.
This song, but I do enjoy this. Yeah.
Monica Jam. Brooks. You're too old.
Too old. It's I don't like to say too old. We just, you know.
Then don't say it.
Age is nothing but a number.
Well, yeah, just, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, but it just keeps getting higher.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings.
Your body tells you things, like, owie. Like this morning you said, Antoine, that your neck was hurting, right?
Yes.
Okay, see, and that was pains.
Yeah,
I know. I try to
age is more than a number. Age is a warning.
It is.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, a couple weeks ago I went out and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go dancing. I'm a dancer. I can hang out. I can grab hold of this beat and I can twerk and stuff. And I have my heels on. Everybody else, they have their heels on. They're twerking and dropping it low. And usually I'm like the queen of dropping it down and twerk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did that. And the next morning I felt it. I felt it in my right knee. Mm. And I said, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Yep.
Like I was like, what happened to my Meg Thee Stallion knees? They're gone.
Are you really surprised? And the reason I asked that question is because you had to give yourself a pep talk. Before you went out, like, hey, I can still do
I
it.
I can still do
I can
it.
Win.
I got this.
You had to talk yourself up like you knew.
But I had some heels on, too. You know I don't walk well in heels already, just from the jump.
Don't try to blame the heels.
Exactly.
I will blame the heels.
This was all user
but
error.
I did. And I stood up, and I was like, okay, dance with Jared. He doesn't dance. He just stands. And I just danced.
Because he knows.
Yeah.
His check engine light already came on.
He's smart. You lean back.
That's what he does. Lean back. Lean back. You know, maybe occasional.
Yeah, and meanwhile, fingers. You drop it low and you never got back up again.
No, I was like, what is wrong with my knee? Yeah.
Stand still. You're still hobbling around. Too old for this.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
by the way, I have
hidden
audio. I do have audio of Monica, the song that was playing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the song that was playing. She was trying to drop it low. There she was.
Oh, what? Watch out, ladies.
Yeah. Swing dance and all you cats and kittens.
No.
Do you ever
have
those moments in life where you just say, you're too old for this. And you say, nope, forget it. Too old for this. Can't do it anymore. I told you, I gave up cargo pants years ago. I'm too old for it.
Too many pockets?
You're too old?
No, I can't wear it. It's fine having access to pockets, but I just think you look ridiculous as a grown man in cargo shorts.
I don't know, though.
Don't listen to her. She can't even walk.
I have a pair of cargo shorts that I wear. I like my cargo shorts.
You're not too old yet. It's getting there, Antoine.
I'm in there. I'm going to be there pretty soon. Like I said, I woke up this morning on the hills of my birthday, and my neck is just hurting. Like, I don't even feel like when I was walking down the hallway just now to use the bathroom, I'm like, I'm not even walking normal because my neck, I feel like a giraffe. Like, I got to stick my neck in because I can't be comfortable.
Dang.
I don't know what happened.
I made those declarations.
I got beat up.
I declared it was after I got out of college, and I said, you know what? I'm too old for this. I don't have to finish a drink if I don't want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember in college, you got to finish that.
It.
I mean, your friends were like, I'm going to poop on your face if you don't finish that. You're going to drink it in the morning if you don't finish that.
But now you're like, it's okay.
Well, then
I realized,
finish it. I said, I'm a grown man. If I don't want that last backwash swill that's in the bottom,
that's okay.
I paid for this.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man.
I won't drink it.
Listen to Monica over there lying. Like, she ain't the one that's peer pressuring everybody to
finish
drinks.
I will still do that.
When we go out.
But I... Yeah.
Well, and it's also now that she has to sit there holding her purse and her cane.
Don't finish that. In my day, we finished our drink. We used to drop it low and get back up again.
Not today, praying mantis that was sitting on my steering wheel this morning. How did you get there?
Aren't they supposed to be good luck or something?
I think so.
Dead.
No, we can't kill them.
Why not?
Yeah, no. I don't think you can kill praying mantis.
Yeah, you just can't.
Don't they like rip the heads off of their prey and
but
eat
that's
it?
That's okay.
That's not our fight. That's their fight.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what they're doing over there.
They're praying.
They get loud. They get big, they're acting all sweet. Oh. See, they're hiding behind religion. People do that all the time. And then this one. Not today, spider that keeps spinning a web on my porch. I know it's confusing because I put up a fake web as a Halloween decoration, but still, you are not welcome here.
Oh, he said, I'm going to catch something. Hey.
The spider, like, this is an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Just come here and relax.
Oh, we're doing this. Is this where the buffet is at? We're going to do that. Right.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
I'm so happy for Ben Affleck. Because he's happy. And he wants to tell everyone that he is so happy in his life right now. Life is good.
Are you sad when he's sad? Just out of curiosity.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No. And you know what?
She's hungry when he's sad.
And he's not too old to be Batman.
No. I mean, so he's been Batman a couple times. And I don't know if he's still going to be Batman anymore. But he is going to be in the Flash movie that's coming out. And he basically throws some shade at Zack Snyder, who he had to deal with for Superman versus Batman, all that stuff.
It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Yeah, yeah. I'm probably under some gag order I'm not even aware of. That's I probably just violated and I'm now going to be sued. But I think it was lovely. It was really a really nice way to revisit that as the prior experience had been difficult.
I'm looking at the picture where he's kissing J-Lo. He's like an open mouth. Like she kissed his teeth. Not his lips. Like, I don't know. You can look at the picture yourself.
She kissed his teeth?
Yeah, like she's like a pucker. You know, she puckers up the lips. But he's smiling, so she kisses his teeth.
Okay.
I have nothing.
You don't have any? Just look at the picture for yourself. I'm looking at it.
So who's doing it wrong?
He's doing it wrong.
He's
doing it wrong, yeah.
I'm
kind of surprised by that.
Open mouth kissing anymore?
You don't want to kiss all the teeth.
I guess you're saying he's kissing like a carp. Like the fish, the carp. Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those ones where when you're younger, everybody wants to kiss open mouth. And then you hit a certain age and then women don't want to do that anymore. Y'all have just moved on.
What?
Bunch of puckers.
She's a pucker.
She is.
Yeah.
And the teeth going on in there.
Number 2.
Oprah, she only has 3 friends. I'm not shocked. She's Oprah.
What would you throw shade at Oprah for?
What? I mean, I think it's all right. She has Gail, Stedman.
No.
No, he doesn't count.
No, he's not on the list. Right. She has it.
I don't have a lot of friends. There's Gail, there's Maria, there's Bob. And that's about it, you know? And the thing that got me through all of those years, I would say grounded and the truth. Oh my God, Maria's going to tell you the truth no matter damn what.
And Stedman's like, I'm in the guest house. Just wait.
He's a roommate is what he is.
Hey, you know what? Stedman says, I'm on a boat.
He has his own peach tree and stuff.
That's all he needs.
Bob Green.
Yeah, it's Bob Green from The Biggest Loser.
Yes, I like him.
I think it's Maria Shriver, maybe, is the Maria that she's talking about. And then, of course,
Gail. Gail's the main.
Gail, yep. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Gail's the man. Gail's the main. Gail's the main.
Main tree.
Number 1.
Main. Rihanna says that she's having a hard time just accepting the fact that she's a billionaire.
Oh, God, move on.
What?
It's so tough.
Ugh.
She says that she remembers her humble beginnings and now she wants to help others, so she wants to give back and inspire.
I mean, if it's bothering her so much, I got an idea. I can help her out.
Yeah.
So I can take this.
I can make her feel better.
Yeah, this money off her hands. I can give her happiness back.
I'm a billionaire. Yep. What do I do with myself?
I can grant you all those wishes like a genie right over here. I know. Poor, poor Rihanna.
Yeah.
Poor, poor rich Rihanna.
Let's start the Eliminator.
The pressure is on. But you know what? This time we've decided that Antoine, Monica, y'all don't have to take all the burden of the
pressure. Thank you.
Make your partner do it with you.
Because in the past, you like to put all the pressure, or we like to put all the pressure on each other.
Yeah.
But now, if I lose, I'm blaming my partner.
unless you, you know.
We need someone to blame.
Yes.
Yes. It's all about passing the buck, man. Mm-hmm. It's good. I hate the buck.
I never want to hold on to it.
Pass it on to somebody else. Okay, let's say good morning to Becky first. Becky, hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, Becky is chipper and ready to roll. So, Becky, you're going to team up with either Antoine or Monica to try to win these Walker Hayes tickets. It's the top 12 things people sing about in country music. Who would you like to team up with?
I'll pick Monica.
Okay.
Ooh, and I'm dressed for it, too.
She is kind of.
You really are.
Are you going to line dancing school tonight? Because it's Tuesday.
Like it. Isn't it Tuesday.
Oh, she's getting ready for Walker Hayes tomorrow.
That's
night.
What it is.
I need to learn to dance.
Okay, so Becky, it'll be you and Monica. Now, let me get my other button here. Josh, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Josh, it's boys versus girls. It's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right, let's get it.
Okay, now we're going to, like I said, it's the top 12 things that people sing about in country music.
Okay.
Plain and simple. If it's on the list, then you'll hear this. Now, for example, if you said calculus, then that's not
on the list. They don't
sing
about math.
Nope, don't have any calculus songs on here. And that'd be a strike. Three strikes, and you are out here in the eliminator as we get started. So Becky got to choose which person she wanted. So, Antoine, you and Josh get to go first.
All right. Again,
you can confer with one another. You can talk back and forth, whatever it is. So go ahead, Antoine and Josh.
All right, Josh, I'm thinking drinking alcohol. You feel good about that?
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Josh feels good about that one.
I swear to God, if it's not on the list, this list is rigged. Ladies and gentlemen, the number two answer is drinking.
All right.
Drinking and beer and margaritas and every other thing that goes with it is the number two answer here in the game. Okay, so now we have Becky and Monica.
Becky, I'm thinking love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's number one.
They're
in love. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Becky doesn't.
You agree? What do you think?
I'm thinking romance and love.
Romance,
so,
love.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go with it.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Okay.
It is not the number one answer, but it is the number 11 answer. So you're all set.
Okay.
Yeah, love was kind of down toward the bottom a little bit. It is not number one, but we continue. Again, three strikes and you're out. So now we bring Josh and Antoine in. Here we go.
All right, Josh. Go ahead.
Heartache.
Heartache?
It's all about your woman leaving you.
All right. I'm going with that. I like
that. Your country music.
Heartache, breaking up, all of that.
We like heartache. We love some good heartache. Well, you're right. Number three was divorce, which I count as heartache.
All right,
also.
There you go.
Breaking up, heartache,
good
all
job,
of those
Josh.
Things. Yep, that is number three. Here we go. Now, it's Becky and Monica. Again, these are the top 12
Becky.
Things that people sing about in country music.
I'm thinking about like dances. Do they sing about dances? You know, like sing about... You know, fancy like.
Becky's not feeling that.
Becky ain't feeling good about that.
What about trucks?
I'm thinking more trucks. Like hookups.
Okay, about hooking up.
Okay. I'm gonna say I would have counted that as love. So give me another answer.
All right.
Like let's love. Right. That's love in.
What about country living or trucks or something like that? What do you think?
Childhood memories.
She's canceling out all of it. She knows her music. You know what? I'll go with you.
Okay.
I'll go with you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Number one answer. There it is.
What
Becky,
is it?
It's the number one answer. Childhood memories.
Oh, I didn't know if it was written that way or if it was phrased a different
way. I have nostalgia / the olden days.
Okay. Becky and Josh, they know.
Yeah. Becky was on
Let me be seated.
Okay. No strikes still. Antoine and Josh, you're back up again. Here
all
we
right.
go.
All right. Hey, Josh, what about their trucks?
Ugh.
What about singing
For
about their
sure.
trucks?
Yeah, all right. Definitely trucks.
Y'all feeling good on
trucks?
Yeah,
we feel good on trucks.
Okay, we're good. Yep, number six.
Right.
And that would be any, like, automobile
My
thing
of any F-150.
Kind.
Wagon. Wagon wheel.
Tractors and trucks would all count as the same,
right.
Just to be clear. Go ahead.
Okay, Becky, what are you feeling? Because you know.
How about my dog?
Oh, about my
How
hound
about
dog?
Dog?
Yeah, the hound
Ain't
dog.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Okay, I'll go ahead. Yes,
okay,
hound
you going
dog.
With that? Yes, you'd be correct. Number 10 answer, dog.
I had that on my list, too.
You did.
Okay. No strikes yet.
Oh, man,
start
this is
getting harder
tough.
Here. Here we go. All right, Antoine and Josh, go ahead.
All right, Josh, what do you think? I have a couple here, but what do you think about their mom? Like, singing about their family?
Yes.
He likes
said
it.
Yes.
You
I
like
mean,
that?
Yeah. So, like, their mother, their family.
Yeah.
Mama, number seven.
All right, there we go.
On the list.
You would think we listen to a lot of country music, or every country song's the same.
Mama and family. Those would fall in together.
How
Mama
many do we
family.
Have left?
We have five left of there. We were halfway through. No strikes still, so we have Becky and Monica. Go ahead.
Okay, what about, Becky, what do you feel about driving? Road trips, back roads?
Driving.
Driving. I'm driving on a back road. You think
that? Sure.
You want to go with that?
We'll go with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you sure, though?
Yes, I'm not going to doubt you, Monica. We'll go with it.
Well, you should have. I'm sorry, that is a strike.
Oh, that's a strike.
Oh, no.
That's a strike.
That's okay. It's three strikes and you're out, and that's only one, so we continue. Top 12 things people sing about in country music. Antoine and Josh are back up again.
All right, Josh, do you have any ideas? Go ahead.
What about partying?
All right, partying.
Partying and drinking are the same.
Okay.
That one counts.
You put that together.
Yeah, keep going.
What about
freedom?
Freedom?
Freedom.
They do like to sing about freedom.
They do like freedom.
The freedom and the flag and all that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's do that.
We're going to go with freedom. And number 9, America.
That can Josh over here.
Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
Patriotism,
come on, Becky.
Freedom.
Come on, Becky.
America.
What are we singing about?
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Ooh.
What about your hometown?
Okay.
That's going to be nostalgia in the olden days.
Okay.
That's the same as that.
Okay.
Yes, keep going.
What about friends?
Will they sing about their friends?
Will they sing about their friends? That is the question.
What about their outfit?
Sing about their clothing.
Rock your boots.
Hmm.
I don't. What do you think? You said friends.
I think she
you
thinks
go with friends. Friends.
Yeah, let's go friends.
Let's do it.
How many of us have them?
Yeah.
Sorry. Second strike. All right, Antoine and Josh sitting pretty right now, but you still got to get something here. There's 4 left on there. Top 12 things people sing about in country music.
All right, so Josh, the song that's in my head right now is the Zac Brown Band with Chicken Fried. So what did you think about food?
Yeah, I would go with food.
All right, we're going to do food.
Mm. Checking on food. Them boys is nailing the country music right there. Number 8, Southern Food.
Yes.
Has made it in, I believe, specifically from that song itself.
Chicken right. Fried.
Becky, Monica, pressure's on. You have to get one or you lose. There are 3 left. Two of them, I feel like you're missing. 2 of them are pretty easy.
I'm feeling good.
I think you're missing 2 obvious answers.
How about prison?
Prison.
Or jail.
Johnny Cash sing a lot about jail.
Jail.
Is it jail? Monica, do you have anything else?
Wait a minute. How about boots?
Okay, yo, boots.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something.
They're country attire.
Yes.
Okay. Country attire.
Boots made for
walking. Flannel on. Yes, go for it.
Okay. I'm going to say yes, because number 4 was redneck stuff, and I'm going to count that as redneck stuff as boots. So had you said red solo cup or your cowboy boots, redneck stuff is number 4.
Okay.
So yes, you're all good. Okay, there's only 2 left. Now, the way this works is...
See, this is about to be some malarkey right now.
Whoever delivers the last answer, if we run out, wins.
If we run out, so we have to get both of these answers.
That
though.
Is correct. But now, y'all could consider some gamesmanship here, because if you get one of these, and then Monica and Becky get the last one, even though they have 2 strikes, they'll win. So you could throw this one.
So that's what I was about to say to Josh. Josh, we needed to just miss this on purpose.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, watch me get it right, because I'm going to say something. They sing about tree branches.
A tree branch is it. How about, quantum theory?
Yeah. that's it. That's what I should have went with.
I'm sorry. Tree branches is not on the list.
That wasn't right.
So really, it comes down to this. Y'all need to get this answer to stay alive,
mm-hmm.
or you're out.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And that's it?
Yep.
Becky.
Becky. These are gettable, I'm telling you.
Cheating?
Okay.
How about cheating?
That goes in divorce.
What about divorce
and the breakups.
Well, how about religion? God.
That's good.
Let's go with Jesus.
Let's go with that.
Okay. It all comes down to Jesus.
Every day.
What will God say?
I got nervous. Me and Josh got a little nervous over here.
Man.
God's
house would have been number 13. It had to have been close.
What did we miss?
God had 13 disciples. He was 13.
Right,
he wasn't number 12.
Oh, my God.
God was like, you know what, y'all? I don't need to be in this list. Just you can take care of it. Woo! Becky, that was a good answer, though. So, Josh, congratulations. You are the winner.
Congrats, Josh.
Of the Walker Hayes tickets to Sidewinders tomorrow night. The 2 that you guys missed.
Was Farm on there?
Farm, no, it was not on there. Number 5, Work.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, the J-O-B and all that stuff and not wanting to
working
go.
Working 9 to 5.
Yeah, all that stuff. And number 12, Dying.
Oh, yeah.
We missed it.
You missed Dying. You missed Dying.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
I don't like it. I don't know why anyone would like it.
I understand that you want to spend extra time with your significant other and, you're busy. Meghan Trainor, the pop artist. Like, she's out on the road a lot, so she likes to spend quality time with her husband whenever she can. But this may be taking it a little too far.
Oh, definitely taking it too far, yep.
When she and her husband built their most recent house, they made one request to the people, to the construction people. In our bathroom, we want two toilets beside each other.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want that. No, no, no.
Because, like she said, when she goes out in public, she's afraid of using the bathroom by herself. So she makes her husband block the door. So she goes, at home, we might as well use the bathroom together. So
they hold hands.
They will go and sit on toilets right beside each other and use the bathroom at the same time.
This was a joke Saturday Night Live commercial, I think back in the 80s. It was called the Love Toilet. And that was the joke. It was, oh, the Love Toilet. So you can sit there and stare in each other's eyes. And now here we are.
Oh, God.
Her music, it gets me right in that spot in my head.
Yeah, it's the pain.
It's a little harsh. It's like a little sharp. I enjoy it. It's
very sharp.
I enjoy Megan Trainor.
And you see all the little kids dancing to it.
She's fun. Mm-hmm. She makes grown-up kids bop music.
Because you know I'm all about that.
And what if her husband, what if he passes out on the toilet? How is she going to help him?
She's going to wipe and get up. She said.
Now she's going to lean over Bay.
She said, in their defense, they've only pooped together a couple of times.
That's too
usually
many.
Usually it's couple just like many. Them peeing.
No, there's no need for any of that. You can take turns.
Maybe you're in the middle of a heated conversation and you don't want your partner to feel like you're walking away from it. Like, I want to finish this, but I got to pee. Come with me.
You know what? Don't have arguments over chili then. If that's how this is going to work, then don't do that. Here's another relationship that, this is going to be a little interesting because he tried to sue his own wife.
Sue his wife.
Yeah, because he tripped over his shoes and fell down the stairs.
Well, that's her fault.
You can watch where he's going.
because if you trip over my shoes, then you're all mad at us. Why is it that if we leave our shoes out, we're jerks that need to pick up our shoes? But then on the other side, if we trip over your shoes, we're idiots for not looking where we're going.
I tripped over Jared's flip-flop. I was mad. I was hot. I was like, really?
So he was carrying a box through the back door, tripped over her shoes, tumbled down the stairs, broke several bones, $80,000 in medical bills.
What?
Yeah.
Now, my question is, if they are married, how does he get stuff that doesn't already belong to him?
That is a great question.
Like, I'm suing my wife. Here's our bank account number.
Yeah.
take it out of our joint account.
That was quite the fall.
She created dangerous conditions in her
home.
She's
trying to kill him.
And failed in her duty as a host to protect a social guest.
What?
He's cried out for help. He's like, she's trying to kill me.
She's been trying. Somebody help me. I've been telling y'all for years.
She's trying to kill me.
Shocking news. The judge threw out the case.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Monica, you saw this story. Chick almost died by wedgie.
Woo!
Wedgie, kill you, Antoine.
Why are people giving wedgies? Like, why are they still a thing?
Or you have a wedgie. You know,
yeah, it wasn't that she was given a wedgie. Okay. This is not like all when you were a kid and someone tries to rip your underwear off over your head or anything like that. This was, she bought herself some high-waisted jean shorts because there's all the rage and glurk.
Yep.
It was sort of providing wedgitude in certain areas, and she decided to just kind of...
Let it be.
Let it be, let it be. Yep. I think that's what the Beatles were singing about that. Let it be, let it be.
So what happened is I was wearing boy short underwear and the material kept clumping up and I kept picking my wedgies. And at some point I was just like having fun. I didn't really care. So we went to brunch. Then we watched New Girl for so long. And then we went to dinner and we went to a comedy show that night. So yes, it was a full day.
A full wedgie.
A full day.
She seems like she really enjoys the wedgie though.
Maybe.
She doesn't sound that disgusted or frustrated by it.
Well, she ended up with some chafing and it got cellulitis and sepsis. So
almost killed her.
Yeah, it did. Sepsis is a life-threatening response to the body when it has an infection.
She's been rocking the wedgie for a long time.
She was wedging it on up. Yeah. You got to be careful there. You see the woman that called the cops because her son got a bad haircut?
No.
That one's been
circulating. How bad was it?
Wow, it must have been a really bad haircut.
See, now he says, I did exactly what he told me to do. Mm-hmm. So don't get mad at me, lady. And really, someone should have called the cops on his excessive Boston accent, if nothing else. Because this is the dude is from, what's the name of this place? His name is Robbie Rocco, Bonehead's Barbershop. Here it is.
I go, what do you want on top? He's like, A number two.
I like any hair salon where you order like it's McDonald's. I'll take a number four, please.
I literally stop and I'm like, bro, a number two's real short. He's like, yeah, that's fine, that's fine. 20 minutes later, his mom comes busting in the door. Look at this lady wasting my day. Wait for a bad haircut. For a bad haircut that I gave her son that he asked for.
Yeah.
A bad haircut.
Yes, angry.
But that's the thing. Like, when I used to go get to the barbershop when I was a kid, my mother would come in and tell the barber exactly.
Right.
It didn't matter what I wanted.
Right.
She was telling the barber what he was giving
me. I always wonder that about if you're a stylist and someone comes in and they ask for something mm-hmm. and you have a pretty good idea that it's not going to work out. Do you do it anyway?
I feel like there's a fine line right there.
Like if a woman comes in and says, I want 1987 Lita Ford feathered bangs. Like this is uh-huh. what I want. Do you just, that's, she wants the poof.
I don't know.
In the
I guess because with my hairstylist, they tell me. They're like, that's not going to work. I'm like, oh, but I kind of like, nope. Mm-mm. Doesn't work for you. We're not doing
they
that.
They don't want to hear it from you.
Like, oh, no, I'm like, okay. I trust their opinion. So,
but I feel like you have to have a relationship with that person.
You do.
And you have to have, you know, some sort of semblance of reason in your brain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you
most
have to
people
trust
don't
them.
Have that. I wonder about, of course, now it's fashionable. What I would always say was, what happens, like, dude comes in, he really wants a mullet. Like, do you give him a mullet? Like, okay, fine.
Like, are you sure you want this mullet?
You have one time to try to talk him out of it.
Is that what it is?
And then if they, like, no, if they insist, and you're like, all right, well, you're paying for it.
Sign a waiver.
You said number two.
Maybe that
that's
number
what
two.
It is.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.